Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hey, everybody jump! Jump!
Yes. A good Monday morning to one and all. It's Taz and the Moose with you back together again as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. You've got Mike and Pete across the way. Andrew with your updates. Good morning, Taz. How was the weekend, man?
Pretty good. Not bad. A little rainy yesterday for all of us, obviously.
Yes.
But good day. Good weekend, I should say. And your weekend? How was your weekend?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, the rain yesterday was awful in the area.
Nonstop.
In the tri-state area.
Non-stop.
I mean, it was just nonstop until late in the afternoon. But, yeah, I mean, Rutgers finally won a game, which was nice. 2-6, beating Liberty 44-34 on Saturday.
I told you guys they were going to win that game.
Yeah, you were on the
easy, tough pick right there. Rutgers over Liberty.
They were like a 7.5-point underdog, Taz.
Crazy, right?
So, yeah, so they win the game outright. They take on Illinois. But, I mean, overall, it was a good weekend. Spent some time with the boys and stuff like that. So it was.
Wait, hold on. They play Illinois next?
Illinois this Saturday, correct. At Illinois.
Well, good thing you're not going to that one.
No, I'm not on the road. No, and then they close out the year with, listen to this trio, Ohio State, Michigan State, Penn State on the road.
Oh, my God.
A couple days after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's
November 30th.
Yeah, I know who the turkey's going to be. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's
wow, that's rough, man.
That's a tough trio to close out the season. No?
Big Ten Jones.
That's exactly right.
No joke right there, man. That's,
no.
That's heavy. Bro.
No,
wow.
None whatsoever. But overall, it was a good weekend. Football was good yesterday. And listen, we all had a better weekend than the Nats. I mean, there's no other way to cut it. And that's where, you know, begin a little bit about the World Series. As we got an off day today, series begins, gets going once again down in Houston. Game 6 and Game 7 potentially should Washington stave off elimination on Tuesday night. But last time we spoke, the Nats had a 2-0 lead. Well, won both games on the road. We're going back home for Games 3, 4, and 5 as we discussed on Friday morning. It looked like, you know, they had this World Series by the short hairs. And then all of a sudden, Taz, you look at what the Houston Astros have been able to do. Washington's not hitting. You get to the Scherzer scratch last night. Joe Ross all of a sudden making the start for the Nats against Garrett Cole. That's clear advantage Houston Astros.
Sure.
They're leading the game 2-0. Alvarez finally hits a home run here in the postseason. Stake a 2-0 lead. They jump out 4-0 on the Correa blast, the 4-1 Soto, and then they extend the lead and end up winning the game 7-1 with a couple runs in the with 3 runs in the 8th and 9th inning there, Taz. Listen, you feel for the Nats. To lose all 3 games at home, it's tough to now be down 3-2 against an Astros team that clearly is feeling it with Verlander on the mound as they go back home on Game 6 on Tuesday night.
To everything you're saying, it's amazing. I don't think anybody could have predicted this. I never, in a million years, did not think this would happen on the road for the Astros to go there and take all 3. I mean, just shocking. I got to tell you, you're the Nationals, you've been riding that wave, you go to Houston, you win 2, what'd they win? Whatever the heck it was, like 8 in a row in the postseason, whatever the heck the stat was. And for them to not have just the ability, the toughness, the wherewithal, any adjective you want to think, to at least get one home win out of these three games. They were sitting, the Nationals, sitting in the catbird seat as they come out of Houston with two back-to-back victories, and then you can't get one win at home. Wow. And now the Astros are in the catbird seat, 3-2 as they go into Houston, man. If you're a Nationals fan, you got to be totally, totally depressed on this. Me as a Met fan, I think it's funny, to be frank. I think it's great. So I got no skin in the game, but as a Met fan, I'm happy.
Yeah, you don't want to see the Nats win a World Series.
No,
I mean, and it, to lose in, if they should lose in Game 6, to lose four straight after winning, you know, 20 of 22, being up 2-0 in the series, Taz, would be a gut-wrenching way to go into the offseason. Then with massive questions about the future of Rendon, who's about to hit free agency, and a lot of people don't believe the Nats are going to re-sign him, and then potentially of Strasburg opting out, who's got 4 years and $100 million left on his contract, maybe Strasburg ends up pitching someplace else. A lot of people believe he'll stay down in Washington, but there's still the question. I mean, everything could look conceivably different for Washington in 2020 after collapsing, and that would be what it would be a complete utter collapse. It's not being disrespectful to the Astros. You win both games on the road, game one and game two, and you go back home for 3, 4, 5, and I know we've seen teams do it in the past, but, I mean, you've got to wear a pair of the goat horns. And it's not like they didn't have opportunities. They had, I mean, they did have guys, especially in game three, but the offense has gone completely and utterly quiet. They couldn't find a clutch hit if their life depended on it.
No, I know. It's and they're getting cold in every facet of the game, the Nationals, at the absolute worst time. Absolute worst time. And now you're going back on the road. Now you're going back to Houston. Wow. Good luck, okay? And, you know, I mean, listen, obviously, you know, what happened yesterday with really bad timing with Scherzer with the neck.
Scherzer, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I could tell you from experience, like having a neck injury years ago, and I've had that, those spasms. I mean, this, I don't know Max Scherzer, but I'm telling you, if he was able to go, he'd go. That's painful. And it feels like someone takes two big syringes of, like, cement and injects it in your neck. You just can't move your head and your neck. I could just imagine how tough it would be to get on the hill and pitch a baseball. Nevertheless, in a World Series, how hard these guys throw, and they need their whole body. I don't think anyone, I'm not saying anyone did do this, anyone should take any kind of shots at Max Scherzer or his toughness or anything like that. I'm telling you from experience,
yeah.
The next spasm thing is no joke. No joke.
Oh, listen, I think I agree with you. I think Scherzer is extremely tough. I think he's pitched through pain before. And Taz, it's just the timing's terrible.
I know.
I mean, that's the point.
Horrible.
I mean, it's you feel because you look at that scenario and you say, you know, the fact that you got Joe Ross starting at Game 5 going up against Garrett Cole and what should have been the pitching matchup. I mean, as a baseball fan, right? And, you know, I'm rooting for the Nats in this series. You're rooting for the Astros, right? Put all that aside. But just as a pure baseball fan, you want to see Scherzer against Cole.
Yeah.
You know, all due respects to Joe Ross.
No doubt.
But you want to see Scherzer and Cole. So we were kind of robbed of that due to that, you know, due to the neck spasms and the trapezoid and everything like that. We were robbed of all that last night. And the Nats were behind the eight ball because you got to believe the Astros stepped on the field with a tremendous amount of confidence, knowing who they have on the mound as compared to Joe Ross, for the Washington Nationals. It stinks. I mean, it's just the timing is awful. Now, could he be there for a game seven? Yeah, I guess he could be there for a game seven. You know, but they also have to now win a game six, and the bats have got to come alive, and Strasburg's got to pitch as well in game six as he did in game two of this series and beat Verlander for a second time in this series, which is difficult to do.
It's going to be hard. Yeah, it's going to be hard. I mean, I think you're going to be crowning a new World Series champion in their home stadium, there, Minute Maid Park in Houston. That's probably what's going to happen. But, and, you know, listen, Ross gave it the old college try. He gave it his best effort. What do you go, like five, six innings? I think
five innings.
Yeah, I mean, so we're giving up those two dingers, you know, what was it? They were both two run homers, I believe, right?
Correct, right. Alvarez and Correa.
That put the nail in the coffin early in the game. I mean, just it set the Nats back heavy. But they had down four runs for a good chunk there.
Well, so, yeah, down 2-0, down 4-0. I mean, Taz, they had a first and third, nobody out. They had a strikeout, then a double play. Then when they were down 2-0 at one point in time, before the big two-run home run by Correa, and you say to yourself, that was the time to maybe come across and at least scratch across a run.
Right.
You know, the only home run they score is the Soto solo blast in the, what was that, the bottom half of the seventh or bottom half of the eighth inning to make it a 4-1 game at that stage. you know, the bats have gone quiet. It felt good for Ross. You know, I think the Nats tweeted out the video, maybe Major League Baseball, when he was leaving the dugout as he was getting announced as being the starting pitcher. I think as he was going to the bullpen to begin his warm-ups, you know, the crowd gave him a resounding standing ovation. So, I mean, that's a nice moment for Joe Ross. Sure. And certainly he's put in a spot where that's an impossible spot. I mean, it's game five. The series is tied up at 2 games apiece. All of a sudden, hey, here's the baseball. You're starting game five of the World Series. That's an impossible spot. And, you know, all things considered, he didn't pitch that badly. Four runs in five innings is not that bad. Unfortunately, Gerrit Cole was the opposing pitcher, and he didn't give up all that much.
Oh, and Cole was so intense, as always. He was just locked in. Wasn't getting a lot of calls either behind the dish there with the home plate umpire. But to your point, though, Ross did pitch. You know, I thought he pitched good. He had no help offensively to the points we're making. And they get four hits the Nationals. And you can't. You just can't. You got to be hitting the ball better. But it's tough for a guy like Cole. Just a stud. Just a stud. And he was on point last night for sure. I mean, it's super intense. Love this guy. We love his intensity, his vigor, his fire that he has when he's on the mound. He's something to watch.
Well, and how about this? How about the fact that the road team has won each and every one of the games in this series?
Kind of weird.
Very strange. The Nats won the first 2 games down in Houston. The Astros win all 3 games in Washington. For the Nats to win this World Series, Taz, they'll have to create a little World Series history. No series has gone to the road team every single game.
Yeah.
So you got that up against you. You know.
I know.
You've lost 3 in a row. The bats have gone quiet. I mean, the one thing you could have is you've got Strasburg, who's shown you, who's pitched to an under 2 ERA as a postseason starter. You know, that's the one thing that you say, all right, we're not going to need all that much offense. And should we maybe get to a game 7? Maybe, just maybe, Scherzer is standing there ready to start game 7, you know, for the Nats on Wednesday night, if he's over this neck injury. But you have to get through game 6, and that's going to be an impossible spot.
Yeah, I mean,
because the Astros believe right now.
Right. Well, no, they do. And they have momentum. Momentum, as we know, is deadly in the game. And we saw the Nationals for a good chunk during the postseason have the same momentum coming out of the wild card, what they've done and how great they've played and all those wins in a row. And now, you know, they hit 3 in a row. I think they hit that wall. And unfortunately for the Washington Nationals, I think offensively that all those bats have gotten cold at this, more or less at the same time. These guys were fooled at the plate. I mean, these guys were, they half swing, strikeouts, just not, I mean, Cole had them on their heels. They could not, nothing. They looked.
Could do nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
No.
The whole weekend their bats looked kind of stinky. So.
Well, they did, especially with runners in scoring position. And that game 3, they had so many opportunities. Taz, here's Cole. You talked about him. Here he is after the game and after the victory, talking about the fact of going back home up 3-2.
This is a 7-game series. We just came off a 7-game series. I mean, ultimately, you know, if you push these series deep, 6-7 games, you're going to end up playing a lot of games in October. And so we just take the mentality like we took during the regular season. We're just going to kind of put one foot in front of the next.
Yeah, and here's A.J. Hinch saying the team never lost focus after being down 2-0.
The success that we've had, we feel like we're in every game. We've had, you know, games where we've come from behind. We've had games where we've stretched a lead. We've had games like today where we just methodically just kept going with big swings, and we look up and we have a comfortable win.
Yeah, and interesting, Taz, you know, the players-only meeting that they had after game 2, when they lose that game, Verlander and Altuve calling the players-only meeting. Hinch wasn't a part of it. The coaching staff was not a part of it. And basically the messaging there, if the Astros should win, you know, game, whether next 2 games, right, whether it be Tuesday or Wednesday night, come back from 2 games to none down, win this World Series, you know, and they talked about getting back and refocus, playing our game, you know, doing our thing. You know, that was kind of the messaging. Mm. You know, that'll be something that'll be remembered in Houston sports for quite some time. You know, that meeting and that kind of, you know, kind of rallying the troops, being down 2 games to none by Verlander and Altuve.
You know, we talk about leadership all the time in all sorts of sports, in college sports, professional sports, no matter what sport it is. And that right there, what you just mentioned, shows you the true leadership of a championship team. And that's what the Astros are. I mean, they make sure they're as veterans, those guys in that locker room, they know it's time to have a players only meeting. Let's talk. Let's bond here. Let's bond again. This is when we got to really suck it up and start, you know, buckling down. And for those guys to chat it up to their teammates like that privately is the right thing to do.
How about Dave Martinez? The Nats have lost three in a row. Going back to Houston, down 3-2. Here's the Nats manager.
We hit some balls hard. I mean, you know, you're facing some pretty good pitching right now. So we just got to keep battling. You know, these guys, they're not going to quit. I can tell you that right now. We got a day off tomorrow, come back Tuesday. And, you know, I truly believe these guys will come get after it again Tuesday.
I hope so.
Come on. Come on, coach. I mean, it's, I can't blame the guy, right? You know what I mean?
No, I don't blame the guy. It's just, what is he going to say? I mean, you know, he was feeling it, I'm sure. You know, they're thinking about winning a World Series, a parade, you know, bringing a title to Washington, and all of a sudden now they're down three games to two. But maybe this is just the Nats' way. Maybe it's just a series in which, you know, people gave up on them when they were 19-31, right, Taz? People gave up on them when they were down, you know, 3-1 to Hader in the wild card game of the Brewers. They won that. People said it was over against the Dodgers when they were down 2-1, 3-1 in Game 5 in Los Angeles. They won that. People didn't give them much of a shot in this Astro series. They're up 2-0. Then all of a sudden, they went from no shot to unbeatable. Now they're everyone thinks the Astros are going to win this World Series. Maybe this is just has to be the Nationals' way in order to win that first World Series.
I don't think so.
I tried to sell it.
But I appreciate your optimism.
I tried to sell
it.
You did.
You did a hell of a job.
I tried to sell it a little bit.
You had me believe it a little bit, and then I gave up.
By the way, one quick note before we go to break, right? Yeah. Can Major League Baseball put a home plate umpire behind the plate that actually has a clue? How is Lance Barkdale, right, last night, in which one pitch, right, down four, now I know, but he actually blamed the catcher, Yan Gomes, for standing up too quickly and not framing the pitch properly for what should have been a called strike three.
Horrible.
And there was blown calls on both ways. I mean, you know, there was a time Garrett Cole was getting a Greg Maddux-sized strike zone. You know, you thought Eddie Perez was behind home plate all of a sudden for the Houston Astros. And, you know, it was on both sides. The home plate umpire the last two games and last night was atrocious. Taz, this is the World Series. This is not game 145. This is supposed to be the best of the best.
No, to your point, though, there was that one point. I don't remember. I think it was the third. I was going back and forth to the football, to the Packers and the Chiefs game. But it was like, geez, that had to be the third or fourth inning. And Joe Buck was funny, man, on play-by-play. Because the ump starts wiping off dirt off of home plate. And Joe Buck goes, and there's the umpire, home plate, umpire, wiping off dirt that's not on home plate. There was no dirt on. Like, he just got out from behind. I think the catcher got dinged a little bit.
Yeah.
And I don't know what. And it just went over and just
started. I missed that. That's a good line by Joe Buck.
It was very funny. It was like the third, maybe fourth inning. It was really quick. I mean, he had a really. I just happened to be paying attention, so I caught it.
That's a good line. And there was nothing on home
plate. Nothing on home plate.
And he's got there with a little brush.
And he's kicking it. And he's brushing it. Oh, stir. Joe Buck buried him. It was very funny.
Do you think the Astros are well on their way, or do you think the Nats are done? Or do you think the Nats have got some life here with Strasburg game 6 down 3-2 Tuesday night? I want to hear from you. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. It is Taz and the Moose with you here on this Tuesday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news, there's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. So we got going a little bit of baseball here on this Monday morning, Taz.
That's right, we're talking about the World Series and whatnot. Let's go down to Richmond, Virginia, talk to Vince. Vince, you're on with Taz the Moose. What's going on?
All right, thank you, sir. One question about the World Series. I'll admit, I watched more of the football game last night than I watched the baseball game. But one thing I learned over the weekend, if this should be the World Series, and I learned that the ratings hasn't been all that great for this year's World Series compared to the recent past World Series. And I just want to know, what's the reason behind that, sir? And should baseball be worried? And I'll just take my question off the air. Thank you.
Vince, take care, buddy.
Well, I mean, you got it. I mean, last year's, well, think about the marketplaces. Number one is you had the Dodgers in the last two World Series previous to this, right? Dodgers-Stros, and last year was a home run for baseball executives. Even though it wasn't a great series, you had Dodgers-Red Sox.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that obviously, you know, look at two massive marketplaces that you're dealing with. And we talked about it, but as this series, before the series started, we're not surprised that the ratings would be down in the series because it's Astros and Washington Nationals.
Right, right, right. I'm not surprised at all. And to the last call of Vince, you know, to his point, you know, you and I have talked about that a whole bunch. We've had people call and kind of yell at towards this show, yes. Like, no, that's not the case. You know, and people that are baseball, you know, really purists that love the game, and we love the game too, but, you know, it just, you just laid it out perfectly. I mean, those bigger markets, it's going to happen. And there's star power on that Washington team as far as a couple of the pitchers for sure. The kid Soto, the general masses don't know who he is yet. Is there star power on the Astros? Yeah, of course. But if you're not a die-hard baseball fan, do you know who Springer is? No. Do you know who Altuve is? Oh, he's that little guy. You know, maybe that's it. Do you know who Correa is? Probably not. So it's no knock on the Astros. I'm just saying, I think for casual fans, there's no star power there to Vince's call.
You know, but I also don't think you're drawing upon a, you know, large swaths of baseball fans. You know what I mean, Daz? I don't think you're, there's not an overwhelm. There's a lot of Dodger fans. There's a lot of Red Sox fans,
true,
right?
True.
I mean, all point. Across the country.
Right.
You don't even have to be in Los Angeles or Boston. You know, you grow up and you move around just like there's a lot of New Yorkers that are living all over the country, whether it be Florida, Virginia, whatever.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden going to be locked into that game, whether it be the Mets, whether it be the Yankees and the like. You know, I think there are guys on the Astros that are known, but are they to the level of maybe some other players? No, probably not. But I mean, I don't even necessarily think it's kind of like the star power, Taz. I think it's where the game is right now. Mm. You know, I do think that for the casual sports fan, I think they're probably going to be watching Packers and Chiefs on a Sunday night.
Yeah, I wanted, that's what I wanted to watch. I didn't want to watch a baseball game. I didn't. I wanted to just watch the Packers Chiefs because of work. I got to watch both. I mean, I'd rather just sit there and watch football. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't say I don't care about baseball, but I'm more of a football fan. I think a lot of the country's like that. I mean, the football plays better, you know.
And the game last night takes a monumental hit.
Yeah.
It does. At whatever it was, 4 o'clock or 3:45, 4:30, whatever that news comes out about Scherzer getting scratched from the start.
Yep.
Taz, that takes a huge hit.
Big time.
You know, all of a sudden, I find out that I'm leaving FanDuel yesterday. I find out that Joe Ross is starting the game. I'm like, Joe Ross? Like, what happened to Scherzer? What happened there?
Yeah, I know.
I was looking forward to watching Scherzer and Cole in a Game 5 series tied up at 2 games apiece.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, you got Joe Ross and Garrett Cole. That doesn't exactly stoke the fire there, Taz.
I know. No, I totally agree. Ah, look, we just walked in. Talk about baseball enthusiast.
Yes, it's just Andrew Bogish.
I just had a list. Me.
I had a list for some reason.
He's the official Taz and the Moose historian.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Well, you came
Hope
in.
You had a great weekend.
Well,
yes,
you as well. He went through a litany of all my physical issues.
Oh, here we go.
Are you okay with this? Is your toe okay? Is your eyelash all right? He went through everything.
Yeah, so just a memory lane. Last week, we were in trouble for not asking how Taz was, is. Now, today, I ask how Taz is, and I still lose.
Because it's disingenuous.
It's a tough room.
I want genuine reactions to anything what anybody has here. I believe in that.
Okay, well,
so
last
Taz
week
thought
we
you were
didn't...
just checking it off the list.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You heard him. That's
like,
how he said
that
it.
Is. It was like the to-do list.
Yeah. How's the toe?
The mental to-do list, right.
Yeah. How's the eyelash? Good. Okay.
Yeah. So again, right, the real reaction was last week no one caring about your toe because you're an adult who used to wrestle who shouldn't complain about a toe injury.
I wasn't just an adult that used to wrestle. I was a
world champion.
Right.
Complaining about his toe, his toe boo-boo.
I was an ECW grand champion. By the way, it's never been brought up on this show.
Shockingly.
Champion. Did you know that?
I did. I didn't know there was a thing.
I did.
Oh, you're asking Pete if he knew? What do you think?
Only Pete knew.
I mean, come on. You're asking Bilotti if he knew you were a grand champion?
No one else knew.
That's a dicey title, by the way.
Do you know what that means?
No.
Be honest. If you don't, I'll tell you. Unless you're a wrestler, that means if you're in a promotion, you held every championship.
Oh, okay.
So in ECW, I've held every title that they had. So at one point or another.
Including a tag team? Or?
Yes, yes.
So that makes you a grand champion. How many grand champions were there in ECW?
Probably just me.
No, were you the only one?
I wasn't the only one. No, I would. That's a good question. I don't have the firm answer,
Pete.
I would think that maybe Shane Douglas, the franchise, might have been. Who else you think, Pete?
Van Dam.
Van Dam, right?
Jean Claude.
Definitely Van Dam. No,
Rob Van Dam.
Rob Van Dam, who would kick your face into oblivion.
I mean, that's not saying a lot.
Do they do that in the WWE too?
I don't think so.
No, they do. Shawn Michaels was a grand is a grand champion. No, they do. They it's not. They don't push it as hard though.
Oh, they don't put. Okay,
it's just something that you just. I don't know how to explain it.
I gotcha. I was just curious.
Who else in WWE? I'm trying to think. Who else.
Bret Hart was.
Bret Hart, right. Well, that's past tense, sir. He is a grand champion.
Yeah.
Once you're a champion, you're always a champion.
He's a lot.
Correct.
That's how I feel. He's a lot.
That's a good point.
I would think the game Triple H booked himself as a champion, a grand champion. Wouldn't you think so?
Possibly.
A subtle shot right there.
Yeah, right. Subtle, very not subtle. Too subtle. I don't even think you need a cup of coffee for that one. That was not a subtle shot. Right.
Good point. It wasn't that subtle.
What's going on?
All right, here's your update. It is sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. It wasn't Rodgers versus Mahomes, but Packers-Chiefs was still a good one on Sunday Night Football.
Rodgers alone in the gun. Jones motion. Snap to Rodgers. Quick toss. Jones gets a block. Cuts it back. 40. 45. 50. He's off to the races. Down to the sidelines.
Larry McCallum, Packers radio, the 67-yard catch and run came 59 seconds after the Chiefs tied the game at 24 in the fourth quarter. Green Bay won 31-24 after blowing a quick 14-0 lead. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
We got hit in the mouth a little bit after being up 14-0, down 17-14, but our guys, they're resilient, and they didn't quit, and we stuck together and found a way to pull it out.
Rodgers threw for three scores, two of them to Jones, the running back. Matt Moore was not the issue for KC. Two touchdown passes, no turnovers in place of the injured Mahomes. J.J. Watt tweeted confirmation last night. He suffered a torn pec in the Texans' 27-24 win over the Raiders. Third season-ending injury in 4 years for Watt. The Patriots stayed perfect, 27-13 over the Browns. The Niners, one win behind them at 7-0 after a 51-13 rout of the Panthers. Their four-game win streak ends with QB Kyle Allen picked off three times and sacked seven. Jets QB Sam Darnold brought down eight times, also picked off three times in a 29-15 loss in Jacksonville. Drew Brees returning from thumb surgery, three touchdown passes. The Saints took care of the Cardinals, 31-9, that is, for a six-game win streak. The Rams handled the Bengals in London, 24-10. Cooper Kupp caught seven passes, a career-high
120
yards.
Sorry to interrupt you while I was talking. I don't watch the games in the UK. I kind of, and I love the Rams, but I'm very, I've talked about this before. I kind of have my own little, what's the word I'm looking for? Like when you put up a...
Revolt?
Revolt, that's the word. Yeah,
against
I revolt.
Any games across the pond.
That's true.
So no quadruple header for Taz this Sunday.
No.
Which is that's the way it should be.
I'll watch college football.
These games should not be at 1 o'clock.
They should be at 9:30.
They should be
the
by
morning.
Themselves.
Yeah. I agree with you.
But even then, I won't watch it. You people, you guys watch this stuff?
What if the Bills are playing?
I won't watch them.
Well, it was
I love the Bills.
Well, I was at the sports book yesterday, so it was on. I mean, you couldn't
you
avoid
have to
it.
Watch it then.
It was, yeah. I mean, I wasn't locked in, but I mean, I did. It's right there.
You
I mean, they have
right.
basically.
Yeah, I mean, and the next weekend,
like
if you
ADHD TV, so it's not like you can avoid it.
Turn that one off.
Yeah, turn
big
that one
TVs.
Off.
They're big. Big TV, like big ones, right?
Well, they have all different sizes. Yeah, I mean, they have right above where the betting windows are. There's three huge screens, projector screens, HD. That are showing one of them usually the local game, and they have two other games.
One's live feed of London.
Oh,
non-stop.
Just London at all times.
You
must get some winners.
Get
some winners at those at the FanDuel. There must be some guys that are like.
Oh yeah,
you gotta get some beauties there. Oh yeah, I could imagine.
What do you mean? No,
no, no. You know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Taz, I'm sitting there. This guy walked up with 30K.
Wow,
really? Jesus. Wow, that's. Boomer was there.
Go well,
walked up with 30K and bet a three-team parlay on the money line and won.
Wow.
That's a
had
guy.
Had only heavy odds, but won. Walked
that's
out.
A guy you want to befriend right there.
I don't know.
How then do you walk out from
then
that?
Then he was talking. I won't even say what he said.
Is that a wire transfer? How do you get that your winnings off of that?
You walk up, they hand you the 40. What do you mean?
No, I mean, they're giving him stacks of cash.
Yeah.
You see him cash
yeah.
out.
Yeah, I might wait outside this place.
Yeah, dude.
See my cousin Joey Numbers.
No, don't do that. Dude, there's all kinds of security.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, right. they've had
thanks
issues about
up.
People being, yeah.
Just hang out outside.
There was a gentleman
just a
last
gang waiting
year.
Outside.
There was a gentleman last year that I was sitting there and I was chatting with.
Yeah.
And a little mini duffel bag that he just collected $80,000.
man, I didn't know it was that kind of coin running around. I mean, it makes sense. I
never thought of it. $80,000 and said he started ripping the play. He started getting, because the initial count was off. They tried to short him $500, and they had to recount it all again. And they recounted, and then finally they
don't use machines?
Yes, but it was off. He said it was off.
What did the guy say with the 30? You said you don't want to say what he said when he left. The guy yesterday who hit with the 30 grand?
Yeah.
You got to give some kind of, you can't leave a cliffhanger like that. You got to give a little vibe of his feelings. Like he, it was something bad. He cursed a lot, I'm assuming.
He upset at somebody, and he said, don't worry, I don't want to go back to prison.
Oh.
There you go. All right.
That's a good line.
Quality right there.
That's a good one.
Happy Sunday.
A guy's messing with you? Like, listen.
So, and it was not me that he was messing with. It was somebody else. And then there were a couple police officers there, and then he started joking around with them. I was like, yeah, I'll lay low on this one. Let me go get myself a coffee.
Sounds like it's got to be interesting every Sunday.
No, but that's not it. The other guys are great. Everyone else there is great. Guys drive from all over, Long Island, Connecticut, all over the place.
Where is it?
Right, Meadowlands Racetrack.
Oh, you told me that. Right.
Yeah, right there. Right in the same parking lot as MetLife.
That's too far for me to go.
Right, or the American Dream, that huge mall that they're building.
Is that what it's going to be called?
It opened technically on Friday.
Part of it. Oh, it did.
Yeah.
The Nickelodeon part did.
I'm sorry, there's only one American.
There's a Nickelodeon part?
There's a Nickelodeon-themed amusement park.
It's the only American Dream to me. The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. Google that legend's name.
No, I know that. There's also the original American Dream.
What is that?
Like coming to America and like
no Dusty Rhodes is the only American dream.
Yeah, yeah. American.
Let's just leave it at that.
No, but I don't want to paint it. Listen, yes. I don't want to paint in a bad. FanDuel's great.
It's not an OTB.
I don't want to paint that. I was just referencing one story.
No, you didn't paint the bad. Don't worry.
There
about
was only one murder. And not it was one. Maybe it was not gambling related.
I never said that.
There's a SWAT team waiting outside.
But he won.
No, that's fine.
He won about $12,000 on his parlay.
So if I went and just hung out with a couple of my cousins outside the place and just hang out eating a hero. No, just watching. Just hanging out outside.
And the pouring rain yesterday?
Yeah, bring an umbrella. The cops are going to tell me, sir, can you please move on? They're going to make me leave?
Absolutely.
That's loitering? Is that illegal?
Yes, like, you really can't be. Right. What are three
you
guys doing standing in the rain?
Parking lot?
Standing in the rain wearing yellow slickers.
Why are these three guys sitting there eating a Genoa salami hero in a pouring rain with yellow slickers on?
Right.
Holding a mini baseball bat with a Mets logo on it.
Right, exactly.
Where'd this bag of weapons come from?
Taz is trying to bang out a Taz show in between.
On location.
There's Bilotti holding the pillow to create no noise.
I'm holding the umbrella.
I'll deliver you food.
Could you
all these things are possible, by the
they
way.
They all just as long as that damn SWAT team wasn't there in front of the place.
I know, exactly.
Oh my
the
God.
Most improbable thing in that scenario is you being in New Jersey, Taz.
That's true.
Everything else would happen.
They did this in Nassau County. I'd probably pop in.
Probably not.
No, probably not. Yeah, you're right. Even in my town, I wouldn't.
They don't do anything in Nassau County.
No, they don't. That's funny. Besides Belmont. No, but yeah, that's... That's good, Bruce. I mean, that's good. It's,
had a good day.
Yeah.
It's a good day. But Giants and Lions went over. It was a good day.
But you're working.
Yeah.
So when you're there, but you're, let's say someone else is working with you, not you, and they decide to place a bet. Are they allowed to bet if they're working there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you were. Yesterday I was sitting with the owner of FanDuel, Jeff Garrow.
Oh.
So him and I were watching some games throughout the course of the day.
All right.
Yeah.
What do they do during the week when it's not like football Sunday? There's something going on every day there, I'm sure. 7 days a week,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, 7 days a week, yeah.
You can bet on it. So you can go there and bet on anything.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah. Yeah, I mean, tennis, soccer, tennis. Basketball, baseball, football, hockey. Yeah, you can bet on everything. All the college sports, you can bet on anything. I don't know if you're going to go there, if you can get some cricket odds. I'm not sure. Honestly, I've not investigated that one, if you want to throw out that sport. But I think
Canadian football?
What?
CFL?
Yeah.
I pardon my ignorance.
Yeah, Canadian football. Yeah, you could bet anything.
Wow.
They'll take you. Yeah, they create odds on anything.
All right.
The American dream.
That's it.
Bogus, you done?
We can do some baseball.
Sure.
Right? Game 5, yeah. Nats, Astros.
Oh, a World Series?
Yeah, it happened last night. After all that football, Joe Ross on the mound for Washington.
Here's a 2-1. And Alvarez lifts it pretty deep to center field. Robles is racing back, still going back, looking up. See you later! A two-run home run for Yordan Alvarez. And the Astros lead it 2-0.
Robert Ford on Astros Radio. Carlos Correa and George Springer also clubbed two-run shots for a 7-1 win in D.C. The road team now 5-0 in the World Series, so Houston returns to Houston with a 3-2 lead. Gerrit Cole bouncing back from his bad game one, allowing just a run on three hits with 9 Ks over 7. Ross was good enough in place of the injured Max Scherzer, but Washington bats end up scoring just 3 runs over 3 games on home turf.
Solid.
Game 6 is tomorrow night. Damian Lillard scored with 26 seconds left to get the Blazers a 121-119 win in Dallas, and Tiger Woods won in Japan. He ties Sam Snead for the most PGA Tour wins ever at 82, and he's now won in 7 different countries in his career. Guys?
All right. Thank you, Andrew.
Are we going to break right now?
Sorry. Yes.
Yeah. I want to have a little bow tie conversation. I tweeted something. We could do it later on.
All right, we'll get
take
into
a look
it.
At my Twitter and get a chance. You'll see. It's a pretty interesting topic.
All right, I'll hit it up right now.
I thought about Andrew with bow ties because I know he wears one.
Really?
Yeah. He looks like he'd wear a bow tie.
He does look like a bow tie guy. He really does. You're right about that.
Suspenders, the whole thing.
Yeah, right. So basically, you've described a geek.
Works on Main Street at Disney World.
Main Street. Right next to the McDonald's fries.
Yeah. At the arcade.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Another tough injury for J.J. Watt. We'll start to get into Week 8 NFL, the Sunday that was. It's Taz of the Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler, RVD. Just want to let you know, you're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, time right now to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Submit your question. Be listening later on the show. We might answer your question. Thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every single day. And Taz, as we start to get into, you know, Week 8, the Sunday that was in the National Football League, you know, it always stinks when you lose stars. And that's what the NFL and the Texans lost yesterday. I mean, listen, he's not gone, but the point being is that J.J. Watt suffering the torn pec,
right.
Is now done for the year for the Houston Texans. Coming off a game in which was a highly entertaining game between them and the Raiders. I mean, I watched a lot of that game because I was kind of bored by Patriots and Browns. Yep. 49ers and Panthers was really not much to watch whatsoever as the 49ers took Carolina to town. And when you look at that 4 o'clock window, if you're watching football, I mean, you're pretty much locked in that Texans Raiders game. It was highly entertaining. The Texans scored 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter, rally, beat the Raiders 27-24. Watson was very, very good with the 3 touchdowns. And then you find out the news, obviously, that Watt is done for the year with a torn pec.
Yeah, a torn pec's no joke. That's a major muscle, right? That's your pectoral. That's one side of your chest. And what happens with that, everything gets black and blue, like in your armpit, into the back of your tricep, which is the back of your arm. And it all gets black and blue. I've never torn a pec. A lot of friends of mine have. It's a common injury in wrestling. And all guys who lift, who a lot of bench pressing, incline pressing. When you go heavy, you know, you build up a lot of thickness in your muscle mass, and you can also weaken some of the tendons, even though you're training a lot. So, but it's usually something where it gets pulled. The tendon gets pulled, where you stretch. Maybe he was getting blocked one way, and he had his body weight going another way. I didn't see the actual thing that happened to him.
I didn't see the injury.
Yeah, but he's had a lot of injuries, as you know, his history. You remember he had a couple years back, he had the herniated back, disc, I should say. He had that. A couple years back, he had a tear in his abs, his abdominal muscle. He had a dislocated elbow. He's had a lot of problems, this guy. You know, his knee, he had a knee problem early in the year.
Well, that's the one I wanted to bring up is a case of, it's now you look at J.J. Watt long term. How do you possibly trust that he can stay healthy? I mean, when you have the amount of injuries, Taz, and you went through a lot of injuries as a wrestler, and we've talked a lot about, you know, the significance of some of them and coming back from some of them, and also the case of there's a point in time where, you know, your body's had enough, right?
Yes.
Where your body, yes, you know, can't, yep, give anymore. Where, no, your mind wants to do something and your body can no longer do it. And I'm not saying that Watt is there at this stage, but I'll tell you this. I don't know how you trust J.J. Watt to stay healthy and be able to play it, because his body seems to, one part or another, seems to give way almost every single year.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. And it takes... People don't realize, they just hear a guy gets hurt, they know he's going to go and get either surgery, rehab, and all that jazz. But that right there, that rehab thing, it wears you out. It takes a lot out of you. It's difficult, and I've been through a lot of it, you know. And I was in a different business, you know, in a football business, you're going full speed, and there's no controlling your opponent. In the wrestling business, we're going full speed, but I can control my opponent. You know, if the guy knows I'm injured, he's going to try and work around my injury with me. You know what I mean? You know, it's a little bit different because it's not, you know, it's a show, but yet it's very physical. So, but still, I had to leave because I just couldn't compete at the same level I was competing because of the different vast injuries. And I think that could be the case here with J.J. Watt. I mean, because he's also a very big guy. You know, so it's tougher for those bigger humans, those bigger people, to recover. It takes longer. It's a bigger body. It's harder to recover from that. You know, from anything. It takes longer, I should say. Not harder. It just takes longer. and he's not a kid. How many years in the league? A lot of years.
That's interesting when you look at Watt. He is a big man. I didn't realize, even with a torn pec, Taz,
yeah,
you know, they would take you, it'll take you longer to recover even from a torn pec.
I think so. I'll tell you why. Even if he wasn't as tall as he is, because his muscle mass, like his pec, like his chest, the size of his chest, the height from the base of the top of his collarbone, I'm sorry, the bottom of his collarbone to the bottom of where underneath his areola would be, his nipple, that area.
Yeah.
That whole length of his pec could be twice the size in length of yours and mine. So, or the average guy. My point is, it's a much bigger muscle than the average person's pectoral muscle.
That's fair.
Sounds crazy, but
Yeah,
it's more mass to recover. There's more blood flow in there.
Ninth year in the league. He's 30 years of age, Taz. Last year, he stayed healthy. Three of the last 4 years, now he's not been able to complete a year, right? In 2016, he played 3 games. 2017, he played 5 games. This year, he'll close out the year having played 8 games. Played 16 a year ago, was relatively healthy for the first 5 years of his career, right? And that's when J.J. Watt kind of became this superstar in the National Football League. But three of the last 4 years, he's not been able to stay healthy, and he's going to turn 31 years of age in March.
Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, he's not getting any younger, and when you have the cavalcade and the amount of injuries that he has had, you know, that does take a toll on your body and your ability to come back. And I'm not saying his career is over, but I don't know if you're the Houston Texans, you pencil J.J. Watt in for 16 games and say, oh, we're good to go in 2020. I don't know if you can necessarily do that.
No, I don't think you can. I think you got to look at it like this could be – look, it's not a lower leg injury. Obviously, it's his upper body. But still, it's – you can – you know, he's a thick guy. He's a very thick guy, ultra-athletic, freaky athletic. You know, I remember when they did one of those Hard Knocks on the Texans – and Brian Cushing was on the team at the time, so whatever year that was. And I remember they shown some of the athleticism by J.J. Watt off the field. The guy's unbelievable. So I think he's a little freaky in that regard too. But he's, like I said, though, he's a very thick built guy, and he's a lineman. He's got to train. He's got to be able to bench press. He's got to be able to lift. That when you tear a pec, you come back from it, you got to change the way you train. You have to change. I tore my bicep, okay? When I tore my bicep and I came back, I had to change every way I lifted weights, everything. And that's not as big a muscle as a pec.
Even when the bicep was recovered?
Absolutely.
Oh, really?
Changed everything. I had to change the way I trained.
Because you were fearful of tearing it again?
I didn't have the same strength, and I had to worry about tearing it again because
gotcha.
It connects to your AC joint in your shoulder. So I don't want to blow my shoulder out.
Gotcha.
So, you know what I mean? It all connects, you know?
Now I know. I didn't know that before.
If it didn't happen to you, how would you know?
I get it. I don't have that kind of knowledge that you do, Taz, when it comes to that. What about
be happy?
But does that come with the pec as well? Is it a case? Like, I guess my
pec's
question
bigger,
is,
you know?
No, but when you tear a tricep, a bicep, a pec, are you more prone then to tearing it again?
I understand that you are. From what I understand, you are.
Gotcha.
Because it's weakened. It's weakened, you know.
Okay.
But now surgery today is different. and stuff like that. So maybe the way they repair him. I mean, I know guys who've torn pecs in wrestling never wrestled the same again. I'm being honest.
Well, that's fair. And now for the Houston Texans, the question is, can Watson and that offense make up for now the loss of Watt on that defense? And it's going to be difficult, but difficult to do. But Watson's going to have to be spectacular because that defense clearly got weakened now with that Watt injury.
Yeah, no, I know. It stinks. It stinks for them right now. For the Texans, yeah, that's a big loss in a guy like J.J. Watt. So hopefully he recovers.
We'll continue our look around the National Football League, Week 8, the Sunday that was, including an interesting rant by a player who probably never thought would give a rant on a football Sunday. Who are we talking about? We'll explain. We'll get into that next. It's Taz of the Moose just getting going here on this Monday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.